Good morning.
Good morning.
Ever since the invention of the wheel, our lives have steadily become easier. On through history, innovations have changed the way we live, making it possible to work less and enjoy more leisure time. And today, we're still looking for ways to make our lives easier. Our kitchens are complete with microwaves, dishwashers, water filters, and self-cleaning ovens. Computers have made our lives more convenient, too. We can now pay our bills electronically, do our banking, adjust our stock options, and do our Christmas shopping all without leaving our home. So our lives have become easier, but have they become simpler? More on that later. Meanwhile, we continue to use ATMs, handheld hair dryers, remote controls, and cell phones, and clickers like these. We like our pizza delivered right to our door, and how did we ever survive before drive-through fast food? We like things that work automatically. Automatic rifles, automatic transmissions, automatic deposit. In the men's room up at the AC, we guys only have to step away from our urinal and it magically flushes for us. I mean, you girls don't know what you're missing. Well, at least you girls get automatic hand dryers. Well, anyway. Oh, okay. Use the paper towels. Anyway. So many things in our life are automatic, and our lives are so much easier. And pretty soon we won't have to work at all. But I don't think that would be a good thing. I think we all recognize, we really think about it, that hard work can be beneficial for us. I think our school band is a good example of that. Our band has improved by leaps and bounds this year, just in one quarter. And there's one reason for that. Our students have been willing to spend more time and work harder at band. And I think they would tell you that they're having more fun as a result of their hard work. But in our world, in so many spheres of life, people are trying harder and harder to get out of doing work. They want their lives to be easier. Isn't it amazing, therefore, given this quest that mankind is on to make their lives easier, that there is one thing that man insists on making difficult. The one most important thing in the world, which Jesus wishes for us to keep simple, man has chosen to complicate. I'm speaking, of course, of eternal life. That gift of eternal life, which Jesus freely gives us and delivers fresh to our door, is the ultimate example of convenience and simplicity. And yet, we make it so hard. Our faith is weak at times. We wonder if we're worthy. We doubt that Jesus loves us enough. Or we feel we have to earn salvation somehow, or at least meet God halfway. And why is it that way? Is the concept of earning something so ingrained in our society? Earning a grade? Earning a wage? I used to think that way, that because we live in a society where we have to earn what we get, that it carries over to how we view salvation too. But I don't think that way anymore. I mean, there are students who work really hard to earn the best grades they can, but there are also some students who try to get the grade they can get with the minimal amount of effort, and they think that that's the right way to do it. Out in the workforce, there are honest employees who work hard for an honest wage, but then there are others who slack off and try to get over on the boss and cheat the system. And they want their reward the easiest way possible, too. So it brings us back to the question. If people want things to come easily, why don't they embrace the simplicity of eternal life as a free gift from God? I wish I knew. Religions worldwide are loaded with work righteousness and earning one's salvation. This is a burden that man places upon himself. And it's quite a burden indeed. Can you imagine, with all the pressures there already are in life, to have that extra burden of having to work out your own salvation? Statistically speaking, 2 of every 3 people in our world are faced with that burden. They don't believe in Christ. As Christians, we're not better off than unbelievers. Excuse me, we're not better than unbelievers. We're just better off. And we're better off because we don't have that burden of having to earn our salvation. We still have a burden, but our burden is easier. Jesus says, "For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." That word yoke, that's an interesting symbol. Oxen were almost always yoked in pairs. And the yoke was designed to make use of the strong shoulders of the oxen to bear a burden, or mules, or workhorses, or whatever the case may be. In Matthew chapter 11, we see the picture of ourselves getting into the yoke with Christ, our yoke mate, right beside us. In a way, we're pulling with Jesus, and He is easing our burden by sharing it with us. Now, we have to carefully understand here, though, that our labor does not bring about our salvation. That burden was already borne by Christ years ago. No, our burden here today is denying ourselves and submitting to Him. That's it. We are submitting to Him when we get into that yoke with Him. Jesus' yoke is not easy because He demands less of us. Jesus' yoke is easy for us because He's there beside us, helping us bear the load. When we deny ourselves, some other burdens may result. For example, we might get ridiculed or even persecuted in this world. The writer of the book of Acts stated, "We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God." But Jesus even allowed for this. He gives us the tools to cope. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Jesus truly does make things easy for us. He simplifies our existence on this earth. In addition to that, the price that we pay for getting into the yoke with Him is more than repaid by what we get out of it. When we know that Jesus is shouldering the load right beside us, our guilt and our worries and our cares in this world just melt away. Attending the funeral of my good friend and yours, Mike Siddle, reminded me on a personal level once again how petty my little worries are when placed against the backdrop of the bigger picture. We all can find comfort in knowing that even though we have our little issues, our biggest issue has been erased, just as it was for Prof. Siddle. The life of the young monk Martin Luther was one of doubt and turmoil. He was under the impression that salvation somehow involved some complicated formula of good works and constant prayer and self-sacrifice with a dash of self-inflicted torture, all in an effort to please an unloving judge of a God. To him, salvation wasn't something to receive, it was something to achieve. But later in life, he found a simple way to put the simple truth of salvation into words when he said, "Grace alone, faith alone, Scripture alone." Keeping it simple gave him peace. Keeping it simple can give us peace too. Embrace this peace yourself and look to your side and see Christ in the yoke with you, sharing your load. If you don't feel His presence, perhaps you're trying to shoulder too much of the load yourself. But He's there, right in the yoke with you. There are 2 things that Jesus would have you do. Number 1, look to Him often Unload your burdens. That's why he's there right with you in that yoke beside you. And two, when you feel the relief, when you feel the joy in your heart, share it with others. Try not to get caught up in the griping and the complaining about all those little things that bother us, like many people do. But rather, let your light shine and tell others that there is relief from these things. Show them the big picture so they can see the simple truth in a complicated world. Let's sing the verse on the screen.